Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Here's a pop quiz. What was it that Israel was supposed to remember? Perhaps we can get a checklist for ourselves from this. A checklist is a helpful memory jogger if we want to make sure we don't forget. And let's get real here. How many of us have made a to-do list and then lost the list? So let's not complain when God repeats things so we can write it down again. We'll use alliteration to help us. The preacher's famous pea patch. First, you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way. Verse 2. Remember the pilgrim pathway. He doesn't lead us part way and then abandon us. How good to recall his faithful care in the past. Then, remember the prescribed plan. Quote, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Verse 3. Christians ask, how can I know God's will for my life? It's all revealed in his word. As I commune with the Lord daily, expressing my willingness for his will, he shows me his plan. Oh, and be sure to remember his plentiful provision. Quote, your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Verse 4. He would bring them, quote, into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey. Verses 7 and 8. Finally, they must remember his protecting power. Out of Egypt, verse 14, through the desert, verses 15 and 16, and into the land of promise, quote, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power, verse 18. Such memories should result in appreciation for past blessings, appropriation for present needs, and anticipation of God's future care.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.